Our dua for this morning, narrated by Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, recorded in Kanzul Ummal. يا مؤنس كل وحيد ويا صاحب كل فريد ويا قريبا غير بعيد ويا شاهدا غير غائب ويا غالبا غير مغلوب يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا نور السماوات والأرض يا زين السماوات والأرض يا جبار السماوات والأرض يا عماد السماوات والأرض يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا قيام السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا صريخ المستصرخين ومنتهى العائذين ومفرج عن المكروبين والمروح عن المغمومين ومجيب دعاء المضطرين ويا كاشف الكرب يا إله العالمين ويا أرحم الراحمين منزول بك كل حاجة. O Lord, O the comforter of every lonely person, O the companion of every person who is alone, O the one who is near and not remote, O the one who is present and not away, O the one who overcomes all and is not overcome, O the living, the eternal, the majestic and the benevolent, O the light of the heavens and the earth, O the adornment of the heavens and the earth, O the mighty sovereign of the heavens and the earth, O the sole support of the heavens and the earth, O the originator of the heavens and the earth, O the sustainer of the heavens and the earth, O the majestic and benevolent, O the succor of those crying for help, O the last resort of seekers of protection, O the reliever of the pain of the people in anguish, O the soother of the grieved ones, O the acceptor of the dua of desperate supplicants, O the remover of all pains, O Lord of all the worlds, O the most merciful of those who show mercy, we humbly place our needs before you. So there is a lengthy praise of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in different ways in this particular supplication, acknowledging Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in a multitude of ways. And then the supplication concludes by saying, O Allah, we humbly place our needs before you. We humbly place our needs before you. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.